Today's shir is Masechta Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom says the Gemara, Ula Havayov Matanos Kanta. As we've been learning in our shurim about the halachas of the Zeroy L'chaim V'keva that are the Matnas Kuna, and the Gemara reports that Ula would give the Zeroy L'chaim V'keva to a woman. He would explain when the pasuk says for Nosan Lakoin has royal chayim vakeva, it means it doesn't make a difference if it's a koin or a kahanis. And Rashi explains that since the royal chayim vakeva don't have inherent kedusha, the loch is that everybody could eat the royal chayim vakeva. So that's why Ula felt that they may be given to Kahanis as well. Ese Rava Ula, to which says the Gemara, Rava asked to Ula, Michs Kahanis Nachalas, the Mishnah in Masech the Saita speaks about the Michs Kahanis, the Micha that Kahanis brings, Michs Kahan and Nachalas. As we've learned many times, the halacha is that if a Kohen brings a Korban Mincha, the halacha is that it can't be eaten. Because the Torah says, when we speak about the Korban Mincha of a Kohen, Torah says, the Korban Minchas Kohen Kolotia, the Korban Mincha given brought by a Kohen Kolotia should be completely burnt, Loi Soichel. But the Mishnah says that the Korban Mincha brought by a Kohenis is eaten. But ask the Gemara, E Amrit, it were going to suggest that the Loch is Kohen Vafil Kohenis, when the Torah says Kohen, it means even a kahanis v'ksiv, but as we just said, the pasuk when it speaks about the korban mincha of a kohen, the korban mincha is kohen kol tia leisaychel. So how could this korban mincha be allowed to be eaten? Amalei, to which Ula said to Rava, Rebbe, mimbetuncha, from what you asked, I have an answer. Because when the Torah speaks about the korban mincha, Aaron u'mincha abanav k'sum v'parsha, there the Torah singles out that it should be Aaron Ubanov. It's only the male Kohanim who are not entitled to have this thing that the Korban Mincha has to be completely burnt. It doesn't apply to the Korban Mincha brought by the Benais Aaron. So what he was essentially saying was, don't ask questions from the Korban Mincha to other situations. The Rei of Shmuel Tana, the Rei of Shmuel says that when the Torah says by the Matanus Kohen, the Torah is saying Kohen, like Kohanis. We learn from the word Kohen, not Kohanis. So ask the Gemara, if you, Rabbi Shmuel, are saying that the pasuk by Korban Mincha that says Kohen, and we learn from it, it means like Kohanis, for Yilmut Sosim and Furish, that the halach should be by Matanus as well, that it should be Kohen like Kohanis. Taber of Shmuel Tanam, but in the yeshiva of Elazar, they taught that when the Torah says the kohen by korban mincha, it means kohen vafil kohenis. It means a kohen and a kohenis. Why? Because the Torah says this word of kohen twice by matanus. Once does the Torah say v'zeh yimishpara kohanim, and once does the Torah say v'nosin l'kohen, and we have a rule that have a mirach and miyut, we have a double miyut, and whenever we have the halacha of a double miyut, the halacha is a mirach and miyut el rabbis, the halacha is that a double miyut is l'rabbis. And the machlokes here, as all the achronim point out, is what is the basis that a kohanis is entitled to menchas kohen? It doesn't mean that there's a special limit here, that she take, because there's a double kohen, like a kohen, emi v'achal miyus. So according to that, only here will that be, then that, or does it mean kohen always includes kohenis? And as we're going to discuss, the nafkamina between these two approaches, what will be that lalocha by pidyon haben, where the Torah doesn't have this limit. So we had now a discussion. What is the halacha of a kohenis getting mincha, getting the matanos. Everybody agrees that they get these royal chayim v'keva. Everybody agrees that they do not get truma. The halacha truma is that a bas koyin, until she gets married to a zar, is allowed to eat truma. Once she gets married to a zar, even if she's not allowed to eat truma, the question now is, why do we treat the pinyan aben? If, and as we just said, Rabbi Kivega says, that if the Torah by Matnas Kuhuna, by the Zohar L'chaim V'keva, has a special limud, so therefore the halacha will be, only here will we have the special limud, will that be the halacha. But we don't have a special limud, kahenes will not be included. Or do we say that whatever the Torah says, kohen, it means kohenes, unless there's a special limud to exclude them. And as he said, the nafkamina will be, what will be by pinyan aben, if somebody's making a pinyan aben, and there's a Yisrael who's married a kohenes. And there's a tshuva in the Shalos Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer writes, apparently there was a rumor being spread, he says, that he held that you can make a pinyan aben by Yisrael who's married to kohenes. And he says that should not be allowed. He says that the halacha is that a kohen that's married a kohenes should not, a Yisrael that's married a kohenes should not be entitled to pinyan aben, because the Torah by pinyan aben says Aaron Abonov. And since the Torah uses the words Aaron Abonov, and therefore, just like our Gemara says, that's why the halacha of burning a carbon mincha only applies to a male kohen, not to a female kohen, so too will be the halacha regarding a pinyan haben, and therefore everybody agrees that l'chatchila, the pinyan haben should not be done with Yisrael who married a kohenes. Says the Gemara of Kahana, Ocha b'shvilishtei. Rav Kahana got matanas kahuna. He held like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and Ula that the kohenes is equal to the kohen, and therefore since the kohenes is equal to the kahanim, that's why he took the matanas kahuna. And as I saw, the Pri Chodesh explains, the assumption is that even though it's the wife, the kohenes, who's entitled to the matnas kahuna, how did he take him? The answer is that it's assumed that the wife is satisfied that the husband should be able to take the ownership. But there are those that take a stricter approach, that the wife has to give specific permission to the Yisrael who's married to kohenes. The other ones that are much more lenient that say that under all circumstances the halacha is ishtei kegufay, and some take that even a step further, that since we say that ishtei kegufay, the halacha is that he himself is already entitled to get matnas kahuna. And so does the Gemara say, Rapapa ocha b'shvil ishtoi, Rapapa ate because he was married to kohenes, Rav Yemir ocha b'shvil ishtoi, Rav Yehuda bar Ava ocha b'shvil ishtoi. The Ran says that the Gemara is teaching us that in all generations, it was that the husband got matnas kahuna because of the wife. And as we gave different explanations, the nafkamina between discriminations will be, what happens if the wife is explicitly saying, I don't want my husband to get matnas kahuna that I am entitled to. If we say that there's a concept of ishta kegufoi, or if we say that is what the husband is entitled to as soon as he marries a kohenes, then her protest would not make a halachic difference. If ever we say, because it's an assumption that the wife is satisfied, then the halacha is that then if we know that she isn't, then he won't be entitled to get the matnas kahuna. The other question, of course, is what happens if you have Yisrael who's married a kohenes, will that Yisrael have to give Matnas Kahuna? And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Yisrael Shenasa Kahenis, a Yisrael who is, this is in Yerideya, Simet Samach Aleph Sifches, Yisrael Shenasa Kahenis, Patam Namatanis, he doesn't have to give Matanis. And the Rashba says, the what is the basis for that halacha? If our Gemara says that this Yisrael who's married to Kohenis is entitled to get Matnas Kahuna, so certainly it would absolve him from having to give Matnas Kahuna. Amar Vina, Amar Le Mirema, Hilchas Kavasei the Rav, the halacha is like Rav, where we discussed in our previous shiur, how do we look at Levim? Are Levim considered Am? And they would have to give Matnas Kahuna or not. And Rav said we're not sure. And that's why Rav said we cannot extract Matnas Kahuna from Levim. Furthermore, we go back to Daf Kuf Lamed, says the Gemara. V'ilchus ha-kavasei de Rav Chizda. The halacha is like Rav Chizda, that somebody who's mazik, the Matnas Kahuna, somebody ate the Matnas Kahuna, as we learned, it's Mamon Shein Le'Tovim, or other reasons, he doesn't have to there's no financial claim against him. And as the Mefarshim point out, these two halachas were already stated in our previous shiur that so is the halacha. The reason the Gemara repeats it is for what we're about to learn, because Hilchos Kavasei Derav Adabra Hava, the Leviya Shiyolda, if Leviya has a baby boy, even though the father is Yisrael, but not Potter, the son of a woman who's a Bas Levi, and certainly if she's a Bas Kayin, even though the father's Yisrael, there is no Pidyon HaBen. We just discussed what is a husband entitled to because of his wife. And the question that I saw the Paiskim discuss is that the Shulchan Aruch discusses a concept of Atavas Chaloyim, that if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, has a bad dream, there's a Nusach to be said, to take away the effect of their bad dream. As the Shulchan Aruch says, Haroya Chaloyim V'Nafsha Agumalov, if somebody has a dream, this is Shulchan Aruch, Arim Chaim Simon Reishchof, and he's disturbed by the dream, Yativenu Ba'ape Tlos D'Rachmele, he should go to three people who are his friends, V'Leime Ba'pai Chalma Tov V'Chazoy. And here it says that he has to, so in the Shulchan Aruch it means that he should be the one to say to these people. And the question is, from here we see that the person who wants a Tavas Chaloyim has to do it himself. The question is, if a wife, Rachman Son, has such a bad dream, could a husband do that Tavas Chaloyim on her behalf? So the Paiskim suggest that it's really connected to the Shaila, how to learn our Gemara. Our Gemara is teaching us that the husband is allowed to eat the Matnas Kahuna because of the wife. Shulchan Aruch says he's even entitled to get Matnas Kahuna because of his wife. So what we see from here is that, and we gave different pshatim, how to recognize that relationship. Based on the way we recognize that relationship, if we say ishta kegufoi, so then if the wife is entitled, then whatever the husband and wife are considered one, and therefore even though normally you cannot use a shliach, here you would be allowed to use a shliach. If, however, the reason is because we assume the wife is satisfied, there we're shliach, so it's more of a shliach situation, and if shlichus is not an option, then a husband should not do it as a wife. The halacha is that the halacha of Zroya Lechai V'Keva that we're speaking about only applies by a kosher animal, the Hema, not by Chaya. Because the Torah, what introduces the parasha of Zroya Lechai V'Keva, says, Imshor Im Kesef. Since the Torah says, Imshor Kesef, we learned from here that it only applies by a kosher animal. Begins the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. The Brisa teaches us, Azariah v'chayim v'kevin v'hegz b'kloyim. What happens if you have an animal which is a mixture of two behemoths? And then we have, so it's distilled halacha applies. And then the Gemara speaks about a koi. The koi is an animal that's born from behemoth b'chayim. Reb Lezer, I'm a climb abominate, Ezman, a rochol. if you have klayim that are both kosher animals, a goat and a sheep, chay min atana. Avol b'koy, when we speak about a koy, so it's a chay and a behema. So there he'll say that loch is potem min atanas, that won't be chiv matnas kuhuna. We learned very extensively earlier in our Masechta, in Daf Ayin Tes, when we spoke about a koi, that there are many different types of questions that come up with a koi. Because as we know, the halacha of Kisui Adam only applies by a chaya, not by behema. So the Gemara over there discusses what will be the halacha by a koi. Will there be a chiyuv of nois vespinoi? Will there be a chiyuv of Kisui Adam or not? And the question also applies when we speak about a koi being the coming from a behemah and a chaya, will it make a difference who the father is? Because as we learned in the Gemara there, a very significant discussion about choshen lezera av. When we look at an animal, do we take the identity of the father into consideration? Begins the Gemara Michta, the Kaimalon. Says the Gemara, we established the Le'inyan Kisei Adam. When we speak about Kisei Adam, or when we speak about Matonis, Lo'y Mishkachas Koi, the only time we will have this discussion, El B'Tzvi Abol Teyosha. The father is a Chaya, and the mother is a Behema. Obein L'Rabbeza, Obein L'Rabbonin. And the Gemara explains, both Rabbeza and Rabbonin, Mesapklu, as we just said, are not clear halachically, Ichoshin L'Zerav, in question, do we take into consideration the father or not? If we don't, then this koi, whose mother is a behema, is considered completely a behema. Or if we do take the father's identity into consideration, then the baby will be half behema, half chaya. Then it goes further, as we discussed there, when the Torah says there's a halacha of kisui adam, or the halacha says seh. In our sugya, that a se is chayiv b'matnas kahuna, what does that mean? Does it mean only if the child is a full-fledged se, or even it's just a mixa se because of the mother? That will be the subject of a se or filo mixa kamufgi. Masov, the opinion of the Chama is se va filo mixa se. Since this koi is at least 50% a behema because of the mother, and we certainly consider the mother, that's what is chiv matnas kuhuna. Or masava, whereas the opinion of Elazar is seva fil mixasel loimrinan. And therefore, we have to, if we take the father's identity into consideration, this baby is only a mixasel. And since it's only mixasel, there's no chiv matnas kuhuna. So says the Gemara. Bishlam Reb Elazar the potter, in Reb Elazar's opinion, that by a koi, whose father's a chai and his mother's a behema, and we have a question of Choshen L'Zerav, do we look at the father Tati, Mikasavar, and he also holds Seh V'loi Mikasaseh, if it's only a Mikasaseh, there's no Matas Kuhuna, so the opinion of Rabbi Lezer is most understandable. But ask the Gemara, El Rabbonin, even if the Rabbonin hold, Neh Da'amid Kasavri, even if it is their opinion that Seh V'afilu Mikasaseh, even if this is a Mikasaseh, there's a Chiv of Matnas Kuhuna, and therefore still ask the Gemara. So it's only half behema, and therefore the halacha ought to be palgalishko. The coin should be entitled to half of the zroya l'chayim v'keva, because maybe it's 50% behema. But on the other half, which we don't know if do we consider the zera av or not. So as we often have had in our sugyas and will have in the sugyas, let the owner of the Zroya L'chayim V'keva say to the Kohen regarding that half, V'idach palgalemili, Eisaraya, bring a definitive halachic psak, Dein Choshen L'Zerav, and then you'll be entitled to 50%. But if you can't definitively bring that raya, so then I don't have to give you more than 50%. And so the Gemara, indeed, Amrav Chuna Bar Chia, when the Rabbanan say that it's Chayiv in Matonis, my Chayiv Nami the Kamar, what was meant when he said it's Chayiv? Chayiv Bachatz Matonis. His Chayiv only 50%. Ask the Gemara, Masa Rav Zera, asked Reb Zera on this answer that Rav Huna Bachi just offered. It says in a brisa, koi yesh by drachim shavim behema. When we speak about a koi, which again, as we said, is the product of a chay and behema, in some ways it's like a behema. V'yesh by drachim shavim chay. In some way it's like a chaya. V'yesh drachim shavim chay ul behema. Case and the brisa explains itself. Chelba also chel behema. We treat the chaylev of the koi like it's a behema, and we know that the chaylev of a behema is osur. The behema of a chaylev of a chaylev of a chay midaraisa is mutter. On the other hand, it has a chiv kisu adam. We treat it like a chaya. Drachim shavim l'chay u'behem l'chay. Shadama v'gida yisurin k'behem l'chaya. The blood is also because the blood of both a behema and a chaya are also. The gid anoshe is also because both the gid anoshe of a behema and a chaya also. V'chayim v'zroi l'chayim v'keva. And it's chayiv in zroi l'chayim v'keva like a behema. For v'lezer, as we're teaching, will hold that it's potter. Of course, Tosfos asks, shouldn't have this halacha been stated after the when the Braisa said that it's treated like a behema or a chaya? So why didn't it say it over there after the Braisa said the halacha behema? It should have said, according to Rabbanan, it's treated like a behema. So Tosfos said, because the Braisa wants to keep the halachas of chaylev, because the Braisa wanted to keep the halach of Chel v'Adam next to each other. Vim Isa, if you are correct, says the Gemara, Rav Huna Bachia, says Rav Zayat Rav Huna Bachia, when it says that it's Chai Matanis, he just said it means only 50% of the Matanis. So says the Gemara, Chai Bechatzim Matanis Me'abayle, it should have said half the Matanis, answers the Gemara, correct. It is only Chai and half the Matanis. However, I did the Tana Chelba V'Domi. Since when we spoke about the Chelba V'Domi, Deloi Masni Chatzi Chatzi, there all of the Chelav is Osir, all of the Dam is Osir. So to stay consistent, that's why Mishmach Lo Yitani Chatzi, even though the Halacha is that it's only Chatzi the Matanis. Says the Gemara, Kiyas Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Koi, a Koi whose father is a Chaya, and mother is a behemel or rabbanon, according to the opinion of the rabbanon, even though there's a chance that it's only 50% behema, still chay b'kol matanis, not just half. Why? The logic should be, as we're learning, that should only be chay of half. Answers the Gemara, says the Gemara, because chay b'kol matanis, based on the brisa, it's based on the pasuk. The Tanya, the pasuk, brisa teaches us the pasuk says, v'zei yimish b'de kahanim, May Saom, May Zoifche Zevach, Im Shor, Im Se, Vnosla Kaira Zorayim, Vlacheva, Vlachayim Akeva. Shor, what does the Torah say? Matam Aloimer, what did the Torah say? Im Shor, it could have just said Shor. Baal Arabis is a Klayim, is coming to teach us that the Klayim of any two animals are Chayiv, Im Matas Kuna. And then the Pasuk said, Se. And the question again is, Matam Aloimer Imse. What does the Torah want to teach us with the word Imse? The Rabbis is a koi that it's treated like a behema and chayiv and full fledged Matnas Kahuna. So now we're learning that there's a special limud that teaches us that the koi is chayiv and Matnas Kahuna. So now ask the Gemara, Belezer, who says that it's not, ask the Gemara, Hai Im Lomali, what does he do with the Im? Answers the Gemara, Boilei Lechalik. They come to tell us, if it wouldn't have said im, that we would have thought that you're not chayiv in Zeroy L'chayim V'keiva, only if you shechted both a shor and a seh. In order not to make that mistake, the Torah says im. Says the Marav Abonin, who used the im to teach us that you chayiv by a mixture of two animals, you chayiv by koi, l'chalik menalu, where will they notice halacha? Nafkul me'ez zoivchei azovach. It doesn't say zoivchei azvachim, it says zoivchei azavach, b'losh and yachid, that even for one animal, when you shecht even one animal, there's a chiv of Israel, chayim v'keva. Rebelezer, what does Rebelezer use the posik? Fai zoivchei azavach my avadlei? B'boi l'chadirava, d'omarava, as we're going to be learning in Mitzvah Shem, hadirim atabach. The obligation of bringing of giving the matnas kuna is on the butcher, but it's on the shaykhir, on the butcher. But it's most interesting. The obligation is on the butcher to deliver it, but it's the owner who has the right to choose which kohen should receive it. The Mishnah has been teaching us that if you shecht a bechor, there is no chiv of Zroel Chaim Vekeva. Because the halacha of these kabbanis, the halacha of Zroel Chaim Vekeva only applies by chulin. So teaches us bechor. If you have a bechor, shnesara b'meya, that got mixed up with 100 other animals, bezman shemeya shaknas kulan, if everybody brings a separate carbon, every separate animal, everybody shechs the carbon separately, paitrinas kulan, because everybody could, every one of these 100 individuals, they could say that it's my animal, which is the bechor. And Tosfos points out that obviously the Mishnah is speaking about a bechor that's a balmum. Because if it's not a balmum, it has to be brought as a carbon. So what does it mean that I'm bringing this animal for myself? So again, it's talking about, Tosfos explains, that all 100 animals are a balmum. And now the kohen, or there's a question if there's a chiv of Zroel Chaim Vekeva on each animal, and every one of the owners of each individual animal could say, I am the one that my animal is the Bechor animal that doesn't have that chiv. However, Echad Shoychan is Kulon, if one person has all of the animals, so he certainly is chayv in Matnas Kuna. There's one animal which is Bechor. So he could say, he could choose and say, this is the animal that's the Bechor. He has the right to make that this declaration, but all the other ones will be Chayiv. Hashaych l'Koyin, if somebody shechs the animal on behalf of a Koyin, Kein l'Ovi Kachavim, or he shechs on behalf of an Ovi Kachavim, the loch is that he's Potter and Amatanas, he's Potter from the Matanus. The Chasam Sofer asks, why in the case that we learned we have the 100 animals and one is a Bechor, why don't we follow the Rav? And the Rav are not Bechor, and therefore the halacha is that the halacha should say that the Bechor is Potter, that they're all Chayiv. We follow the Rav. He says, Tachsav Sofer, that the halacha is, that's why it says that each one only owns one animal. So we don't have a roif, because for each individual, the question is only for him. Says the Mishnah further, Hamishtatef imoim, if somebody becomes a partner with a kohen or a nachri, so then there's no chiv of matnas kohuna. In other words, if two Jews are partners, the halacha is that there's still chiv of matnas kohuna. But if one of the partners is a Jew or an Ovi Kachavim, there's no chiv. Tzorach shiyirshim. But you have to make a simon on the animal that everybody should know. This is the way Rashi explains, that everybody should be aware that this animal is owned jointly with a kohen or jointly with a nachri. And in fact, Tosfos seems to say, it's not just that you have to make a simon. There was a well-known simon that was always made that people will realize that this is what is that this animal's own with a goy or a nachri. Vim Omar Shchutzman Amatanis. If when a kohen sold Yisrael his animal, he said Chutzman Amatanis, Potam Amatanis, they belong to the kohen, and he doesn't have to give the Zerah, he has no right or obligation to give the Zerah L'chaim Keva elsewhere. Omar, if Yisrael said to somebody else, to Yisrael, B'nchali B'nei Shapara, sell me the intestines of this animal, for I ben matanis, and in those intestines is the Keva. Noisim L'Keva, he has to give the Keva to the Keva, Enim Lak Medomim. It's understood that when you're selling or you're buying an animal, when you're selling or buying an animal, the keva is not included, because the keva goes to the kohen. So the price that you paid excludes the keva. However, if the animal was sold, lakach men b'mishkol, it was sold by weight, so then you weigh whatever his intestines weigh, and that's how much the buyer has to pay. And nois l'koyin v'nakel madamim, but the kaver is not a weight that you have to pay. The kaver is not weight that you have to pay for because you never bought it, you never owned it, and belongs to the koyin. Ask the Gemara, and the Mishnah just said that when this bechor got mixed up with 100 animals, if 100 people are taking each animal individually, then you don't have to give matnas kuna. Ask the Gemara, v'amai, yovalov koy mishneit stodim, that why can't the koyin say, manavshach, lemeli, ibechahu, you're claiming it's a bechor? Fantastic. Kulididihu, that I deserve the entire animal. If on the other hand, you're going to say it's not a bechor, so that I'm entitled, Yavli Matanasi. So then I'm entitled to at least to the matnas kuna. You can't use the same claim in both directions. Answers the Gemara Amar Rav Yishya for Baladei Koyin. The question of the Mishnah is that the Koyin received these animals u'machli shabamuma, and after became Bamum, we know that Halacha is that once a Bechor becomes Bamum, it loses its status of Kedusha, and that's still part of a matnas kuna. And what happened here was that Bechor, it no longer belongs to the Koyin, and he sold it to Yisrael. So claiming it's a Bechor and it belongs to me is not a legitimate claim. You sold it away. And your only claim now is for Matnas Kuna, and the buyer is saying, well, you're not entitled to Matnas Kuna because it's a Bechor animal, and an animal which was originally Bechor, even if it's ultimately sold because it's Baal Mum, never is going to be Chayv in Matnas Kuna. We learned in the Mishnah, Hashoichet l'koyin lo'ev d'kachavim, as somebody shechs for a koyin lo'ev d'kachavim, potem in a matanis. Ask the Gemara, if the Mishnah is trying to teach us that a koyin and a nachri, apart from matnas kuna, shouldn't the Mishnah just said, for listening, koyin lo'ev d'kachavim, potem in a matanis. Why was it said that it took a partner? Answers, the Gemara Amar Rava, what the Mishnah wants to teach us, zois emeris, shadin in a matavach, that the Kohen, when he wants to get the Matnas Kahuna, approaches the one who's shechted the animal. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying that even though the halacha is that the Shoichet has to give the animal, still, if the Shoichet says that this animal is owned jointly between a Yisrael and a Nachri, Yisrael and a Kohen, I do not have that obligation. The Rishonim explain why is it the Shoichet's obligation? Shouldn't it be the owner's obligation? So some Rishonim explain that the giving of the Matnas Kuna travels together with the act of Shechita. So since this is the individual who's shechting the animal, the obligation to give it travels together. The halacha is that others say that the Chiyuv certainly is on the owner, but the Torah gave the Torah assigned shlichus. The Torah assigned shlichus to the shoichet. The way I understand it, it's an automatic shlichus. Others I saw, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in a Sefer Derech Amuna explains the Gemara sort of that it becomes the duty of the Shoichet to make sure that the Yisrael is doing what has to be done. And therefore, the Shoichet should make sure that the Kohen will get this royal Chayv Keva, but certainly the Rishonim, it's almost not unanimous in the Rishonim, that even though the Shoichet carries such a significant responsibility, the choice of who's going to give the, who's going to be the Kohen, the Tovus HaNoah, who will be the Kohen to get the Matnas Kuna, is the owner's decision. Darash Rava, the Pasuk says, V'zeh yeh mishpat ha-kohanim, meis zoiv chay ha-zevachim sharam seven, nos l'kohanim zroi l'chayim v'keva, me'eis ha-am, v'loi me'eis ha-kohanim. The Kohanim are not considered am, and therefore, They don't have to give matnas kuna. It doesn't say, I would say that if a kohen is, I would say that if the shaychet is sell, he has a kohen, he has to give away, he has to give matas kuna, even though he's a kohen. The pasuk is teaching us that a shaychet that he who shechts an animal, but Rashi makes the point, if he's shechting the animal on behalf of selling it, but let's say a kohen bought an animal and he's shechting it for himself, there would be no chiyuv of matas kuna. Says the Maharaj, B'sichna de Rav Tavla, there was a person who was a guest by Rav Tavla, who was kohen haver, v'avadachalei milsa, he was very poor. Also came to Rav Tavla, and he came to Rav Tavla to give him some advice how he could have some panosa. Amos Rav Tavla told him, Zil ishtata b'hadi tavcha Yisrael, become a partner with butchers ha Yisraelim, the migi, because by you becoming a partner, as we just learned in the Mishnah, if you have a partner, a kohen, you're not obligated and give matnas kuna, and in recognition that you're saving these people from having to give matnas kuna, they'll give you something and you'll have panosim, says the Gemara. So that's what he did. Chayver Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman still obligated the Yisrael who took this guest who was a kohen as a partner to give matnas kuna. Amalei, so the Yisrael said to Rav Nachman, for Rav Tavla partner. Rav Tavla said that if I have a kohen partner, I'm partner. Amalei, zil apech, go give the kohanim the matnas kuna, filoi, and if you won't do so, mefikna Rav Tavla munach. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to completely disagree and disprove Rav Tavla. Says the Gemara, also Rav Tavla, so Rav Tavla hears how Rav Nachman is so opposed to what he's saying. So also Rav Tavla, Kameid Rav Nachman, and Amalei, he said to my Tamar of Marachi, why are you saying this? Didn't the Mishnah clearly indicate that if somebody has a partner with Kohen, he's exempt from Matnas Kuna? Amalei, so Rav Nachman told Rav Tavla, the ki also Rav Acha Bachinana Medroima, when Rav Acha Bachinana came from the south, Amr Yishuban Levi, Zikne Din Dorim Amru. The Zikne Dorim taught us that Kain Tabach, if you have a Kain that's a Shoichet, Shtaim Sholosh Abosos, 2 or 3 weeks, and I saw that Tosfos explains, what is it, 2 or 3? So they explain, we have a Machloikis often in Shas, how many times is a Chazaka? So 2 or 3. So according to the man that says 2, that's why Rebbe's opinion, that's why I said 2. According to Shimon Gamliel, that a chazak is established with 3 times, that's he said 3. But I did see that the Rishonim, there are Rishonim that suggest that this has nothing to do with Hilchas Chazaka. The Bach actually suggests that even though there's a machlokes in how many times a chazak is established, 2 or 3 times, everybody agrees that by Din HaMamnitz it's 3 times. And therefore, I saw that the Madani Yontif suggests it really is a subjective situation. We don't want it that this should become something which is established. And sometimes that concern comes after 2 weeks, and sometimes that concern comes after 3 weeks. Kain Tabach Shtayim Shal Shabbosos, 2 or 3 weeks, Potman HaTamatans, doesn't have to convert us. People will assume that he's shechting for himself. But further, more after 2 or 3 weeks, Chaim Matanis, because now we can't assume, as we said earlier, that this shaychet is shechting the animals for himself. And once we can't assume that he's shechting for himself, we have to assume that he's shechting to sell. And as we said earlier, when you're shechting for yourself, when a kohen is shechting from yourself, so there we could say that there the halach is that he's not chay matnas kuna. But if he's shechting to sell, then he's chay matnas kuna. Amalei, so Rav Tavla said, v'levav ma'am miyas, k'rav ach b'chanina. Why? So he said to him, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Tavla, you're taking the strong approach, but you yourself agree that there's a leniency for 2 or 3 weeks. Amalei, so why were you strict immediately? So he answers, Hanimilid lo kovim masachta. when am I lenient for 2 or 3 weeks if there was no store, that he doesn't have a store where he's selling? Aval hocha, here we're speaking about a case where there's a store being sold. It's being sold in a store. Once it's being sold in a store, then immediately, even if the kohen is a partner, we can't be lenient. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Chizda, so says Rav Chizda, Hai Kahana Dolei Mafresh Matanasa, the kohen that sells animals and doesn't take off Zroi L'chaim V'keva, Lehavi B'shamta Dolekei Yisrael, used a very strong wording. He said he should be in Cheirim. Amar Rabbi Rav Shela, Hani Tafri de Hutzel, there were butchers that lived in the city of Hutzel, Kaim of the Shamta Rav Chizda Esmer Tatim Shnin. They're in Cheirim for 22 years. They're not being careful in not selling the Matnas Kuna, and therefore they were kept and they were not taking off the Matnas Kuna, even though as we're learning that when they're shechting and selling, that they do. And because they didn't keep the rule, they were chayim for 22 years. Says the Gemara, Lamai Hilchasai, what was the point of teaching this halacha? Ilaim the Sulaim Mishim Tinalei, that after 22 years, there's no point in keeping them chayim. For Tanya, there's a brisa that says differently. But Madvar Mamurim, when is the halacha that we don't continue keeping a person in chayim? But our mitzvah slicer say, where there's a mitzvah slicer say that they're going to get a very serious punishment, Chorus Mises Bezdin, so there we have no point in keeping the cherim. Our mitzvah say, in a case, if we tell a person to make a sukkah and he doesn't make it, or lulavein oisa, take the aluminum, we keep on punishing him then until he will perish. So why are you being lenient? It says the Gemara, El Kansinla Belayas Raisa. What he meant to say was that a person who's in a cherim so long, we punish them and we don't have to give asra. Normally the halacha is that we don't give a punishment without asra. But if we see, says the Gemara, that this person is so disrespectful, that this person is so disrespectful, we punish him and we give him a monetary fine, even without warning before. The Bryce is speaking about the chiv of tzitzis, and of course this is connected to the question: is the chiv of tzitzis a chiv of mona or chiv of gavra? So if it's a chiv on the gavra, that's why we'll punish him. But if it's not a chiv on the person, if it's a chiv on the beged, then he wouldn't be. Then the halacha would be that he doesn't have to get punished. Vama kihadar of Rav Kanas Atame. Somebody who didn't get matz kuna would take away the entire thigh of the animal. From Nechma Yitzchak Kanas Klima would take away the garment of somebody who didn't get matz kuna. Vama Chizda Zroya Lechad. The Zroya of the matz kuna is given to one kohen. Keva Lechad Lechayim. The two cheeks are divided to two people. Ask the Gemara, Eini v'kiyosar of Yitzchak b'yoyse omer marava pagina legarmer garma. They would divide it bone by bone. Answer the Gemara, Hasam, where is the halacha that we divided bone by bone? It's talking, explains Rashi, by a very large animal. And since it's a very large animal, dividing up even these pieces, everybody's going to get a separate piece, the is going to get a decent-sized piece, and that's why it could be divided. So here we're learning that the matz kahuna could be divided amongst, each piece, in fact, could be divided amongst many kohanim. The Chachmas Adam says, based on this Gemara, that by opinion Aben, which we know that halacha is, we give chamish sloim to the kohen, says the Chachmas Adam, we could give each coin to different kohen. The Chassam Sofer disagrees, and the Chassam Sofer's opinion is that all five coins should be given to one coin. Amar Rama Babachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Asalachim Mahemish Lahurma Matanasa. If And his royal chai v'keva were not removed, one should not eat from that animal. If you eat from an animal from which the matanas were not removed, it's kila achot falim. It's like eating tevel, which is produce from which the truma wasn't removed. However, for less hilchas kavasei, that is not the halacha. The halacha is, of course, you have to take off matnas kahuna, but if you didn't take off the matnas kahuna, the halacha is that you're still allowed to eat from that animal. Amar Rav Chisda tells us, Rav Chisda, that Eina Necheles Elitzli, the matnas kahuna should only be eaten roasted. Eina Necheles El Bechadol, it should only be eaten with mustard, my tama. Why is this the halacha? Says the Mar, because Amar Kro, the pasuk says, the matnas kahuna should be eaten in a most prestigious manner. And how is that accomplished? By eating it roasted. When you're eating it roasted, you're showing its chashuv. So of course, the paiskim say, what would be the halacha if you enjoy meat that's not roasted? The halacha is that you don't have to eat it roasted. You only have to eat it roasted that in a case where you enjoy roasted more. Or I sort of paiskim suggest that if all things are equal, then the halacha is that you could eat it. You should eat it roasted because roasted is preferable. And that's why some suggest on a Shabbos the halacha is the one is eating meat. The halacha is, if he enjoys roasted meat, he should eat roasted meat. Now we could also understand, the Brisker Rav says, that we find that when Yitzchak asked Esav to prepare a carbon, he said, Kishar hafti, prepare it in the way I enjoy. Most difficult pasuk, asked the Brisker Rav. We're talking about Yitzchak Avinu. And Yitzchak Avinu, an individual who's so particular about how the meat is prepared, kashar hafti, but says the Brisker Rav, we're learning in our Gemara that the Torah goes out of the way to teach us that the meat of the carbon should be eaten l'mashcha. So then we know that the meat that Yitzchak asked Esav to prepare was the carbon Pesach meat, carbon meat. And by carbon meat, there's a concept of l'mashcha. So I sort of the Sefer Tapuche Chaim discusses, why is it that way? So he says that we know that the Torah, the Pasuk says, the son of Matanas Yechia, one should avoid getting gifts. So if one should avoid getting gifts, get a Kohen who gets all of this meat as a gift may feel that I don't want to live off what other people give me. And that everything I have is because people are giving me meat. They bring a carbon, matnas kahuna. But what is the real approach? What is the real perspective that we ought to take? The proper perspective we ought to take, actually, is just the opposite. It's not that we're doing the kohen a favor. The kohen is doing us a favor. We know there's a concept, kohanim, oichlim, obalim, miskaprim. So to show that the kohen is not some sort of an individual who's standing and begging to try to get some food. The kohen is an important individual whose presence is critical. How is that demonstrated? The way that that's demonstrated is by the kohen eating, by kohen eating lamashcha. He's not eating it like some person who's getting tzedakah. He's eating it in the most noble, aristocratic fashion. And in fact, the Tosis, there's a very famous Tosis. The halacha is, says that ein yeshiva bazara, that nobody was allowed to sit in the azara, elamech beistavid vlvad, only the malcha beistavid. But the question discusses Tosis, if we're learning that the way to eat the carbon is lamashcha in a very significant fashion, eating standing is not certainly a very honorable, is not necessarily a very honorable way of eating. And therefore, Tosfos suggests that when it came to eating kabanos, that certain kabbanis were only eaten in the azara. The halacha is that the kohen is allowed to sit under those circumstances in the azara when he eats from the carbon, because it's lamashka kederach shemalachim eichlam.